The family of three brothers accused of plotting to destroy an Etihad plane travelling from Sydney has spoken publicly for the first time. In an exclusive ABC interview from their home in Tripoli, Lebanon, the family says they don't understand how the allegations against the men could be true. Khaled and Mahmoud Kayat are accused of planting explosives in the luggage of another brother, Amir, in order to blow up the passenger jet in July last year. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has publicly rebuked a former Border Force Commissioner, accusing him of fabricating evidence to a Senate inquiry. Roman Quadvalig said Mr Dutton's Chief of Staff called him in 2015, asking him to help the Minister's friend keep an Italian national in the country. Labor seized on his submission, accusing Peter Dutton of misleading Parliament, but he's hit back, saying the phone call never took place. The leaders of four Western countries have backed Britain's assessment that Moscow almost certainly approved of that nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter back in the UK. In a joint statement, the US, France, Germany and Canada all agreed with the UK that two Russian military intelligence officers were behind that poisoning in March. But during a UN Security Council meeting on the latest findings, Russia continued to deny any involvement. And Hollywood legend Burt Reynolds has died in hospital in the US state of Florida after a heart attack. He was 82. He shot to fame in 1972's Deliverance and also starred in Smokey and the Bandit, Boogie Nights and The Cannonball Run.